Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I just rejoice at hearing your voices this morning. I always get really thrilled. I think we have all of our 13 original colonies except for New Hampshire. And, I can tell today that it's the day after Christmas, and just by the number of voices that I hear, probably we don't have as many as normally do, but it looks to me like we have a really wide representation, including Australia. And, of course, I have to join with Virginia in saying joy to the world. Yesterday we had such a wonderful time and joyous time here at my house for Christmas. And we wanted to put up a video. You know, I had done a blog and said we'd put up a video. I don't know what in the world it sounded like or looked like, because there is a lot of chaos at our house at Christmas time, but it's joyful chaos. And we always end with fun and games. We had a newcomer to the party last night, and I said to that person, I hope you don't judge us and our ministries by how competitive we get during the games. But we've always got that I want to win idea, and I think that's born in us really by the Lord. We had yesterday, of course, we always think first about our Lord, and I read Brother Hagin's Faith Food. And yesterday I thought it was so apropos. There were just three scriptures in it. No comments, just three scriptures. And the first one was, "For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and yet thou shalt call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins." And that word save in the Hebrew, of course the New Testament written in Greek, would have been from the same family as the word Yeshua, Yeshuat, and salvation. And so the title for yesterday's was, "Love Sent His Son to Save. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I thought it was apropos because I know that Brother Hagin didn't know. I know that I didn't know when we put together the faith food that the real reason we celebrate December 25th is that it was the date of the conception of our Lord, the date that he came, the one who had walked up and down through the eternities to enter the body of a woman so that he could live the life just like you and me. And then he could live it perfectly and shed his blood that we might be saved. I'm going to read the first scripture again. "For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins." And of course, that took place from heaven, God the Holy Ghost coming down from heaven, but into the land of Israel. And this is the Israel prayer call. I know I was busy being a grandmother, being a mother, cooking, getting everything ready. And I did not notice until I went to the news today that they are dissolving the government, the Netanyahu government, and they are calling for an early general election, which will be April 9, 2019. Now, the way it works over there, I'm sure our Canadian friends will understand this better than we Americans, but they have a parliament, and of course our Australian, we have Australia on here. They have a parliament, parliamentary-type government, and in Israel, that parliament has 120 seats. Whoever gets the largest number when they have the general election, whichever party, you vote for the party in the general election, whichever party has the most votes, or the most seats, then they get the right to form a coalition government. In the coalition, they must have 61 seats for a majority. I noticed that the first thing that Benjamin Netanyahu said was, "With God's help, we will win," meaning the Likud. He is a member of the Likud party, L-I-K-K-U-D. It's a party that's to the right. And also I saw that he warned there would be dire consequences if the party's to the left one of the ones being the settlements would, and all of what's called biblical, what is Judea and Samaria, biblical Israel would suffer. Now, before they have the general elections in April 9, 2019, they have to have the party elections. And in the party primaries, they call them, they vote for their list. And you have to be a member of the party. Only the members of the Likud, for instance, can vote in the party primary list. And there you vote and you rate the leaders. I want this one for number one, Benjamin Netanyahu, for instance, and so-and-so for number two, number three, number four, number five. And then however they come out in their list, one, two, three, four, five, in the general election, however far down, however many seats their party gets, that's how far down the vote goes. Now, I don't know how this is going to turn out. None of us do. But I did see something interesting. There's a man that the Lord has placed me very close to, and that is General Moshe Ya'alon. And if you've been with me to Israel, you know that this man, since we have met in a very unusual way, he never refuses me when I ask him to come and speak to our little groups. They affectionately call him Bogey. He was one of their best generals they've ever had, and He has a good, clean reputation. He did resign. He was high up in the government with General Sharon, and he resigned from that government when they started to push the people out of Gush Katif. He was the defense minister in the Likud, but he resigned because he differed with Netanyahu on some decisions. So I always knew that he'd probably do something politically. And I saw online, and you can see it online if you go to Jerusalem Post, and he has made a video that he's forming a party. So I don't know how this will go. He's very, very popular. But to form a new party, you have to have a lot of signatures. You have to have a lot of support. So this is going to be something very interesting to see. I don't think he could outdo the Likud, but he might get a number of votes, a large number of votes, in the primary elections if he forms a party. So I'm going to be praying about that election. We'll be praying about it. It's very, very important, just as it is here in the United States of America. I also noticed when I went online this morning that yesterday, Christmas, Israel made airstrikes, the most serious airstrikes into Syria that they have made since September. Now, before Christmas and all of this, I was watching as our President Trump withdrew our troops, or said he was going to withdraw our troops from Syria. Of course, a lot of people thought that was the wrong move. But I want to draw your attention to a woman. Her name is Caroline Glick, G-L-I-C-K. That woman is such a marvelous commentator, and she is politically astute. She writes for the Jerusalem Post. So if you would go on, and I think it was last week, she wrote why it was good for Israel that he did that, that what the U.S. was involved in was a deal that had been instituted under a former administration and needed to be at least changed. Now, I was so busy with Christmas, I don't claim to have understood everything she said in that long article. But if you're looking to understand it, go on and get Caroline Glick's, G-L-I-C-K, her recent opinion piece on that. Now, of course, when we lift up Israel, we're going to lift them up because, think of it, they're voting in leaders. And the Lord said to us that we should pray first of all for leaders, that to bless all men, we need to pray for those who lead them. So we're going to pray now for two leaders today. Well, the leaders of two countries. We're going to pray for the leaders of Israel, and that God will have his way. And then after that, we'll direct the prayers. But first, let's pray this. We want to thank you, Father. And we do know that the only king that can bring peace to this world is when the King of Kings comes. Until then, Father, we have men, flawed men, but we have some men who will listen to you and follow you more than others. And Lord, we lift up this nation. We lift up the nation of Israel that you have so beautifully and wonderfully brought back after 2,000 years. And now they're into their 71st year, Lord, as a born-again nation. And that restored, born-again nation, in the process of restoration, in the process of your repopulation and bringing back the Jews home, they're going to have an election. And, oh, Father, in the name above all names, we do join in prayer across this country and with our friends from the North and Australia. We're on this call because we love you, and we know that you love Israel. And because that you love Israel, you sent their Messiah. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Thank you for sending him. Thank you for sending him. And thank you that he's coming again. Whatever these upcoming elections mean, Lord, whoever you want in there, we lift up. Father, I'm going to say something to the Lord, which I'm not going to explain to you folks. Dear Lord, you know what I said to General Ya'alon in a whisper the last time I saw him. Is this it? Is this a part of it? O prasicolantito, ishato vratise malotinia, e gavretanio ne cohobrate, che livrasa toshe de debrata de cohombre. I'm asking all of my dear colleagues, dear brothers and sisters on this line, if you would go now in two tongues, if you are one who prays in the Spirit. Holy Father, in the name above all names, please give us the utterance that will help today, that will help concerning Ilo Brasata, that election. Che frando si brato, use our tongues, Lord, e shantote, to speak it into the earth. Che frodisha nora macalaca brate, e di du sobre tasco denie duvra bracete. Elijah, shonterio da sabra, che tote le mahalabarito non donde le maconcanga le dide de gobrate de vesciato. Che toro massito lo donge di maretigno no covre, e scende le maretisco donie me carme colo clidagne no nombre calavrito. Oh, si da barra, si da barra, si da barra. Che fronica la brasciando la doria, ma calacalito lo d'ombre, calacaladigna la nombre. There is a time, Lord, there is a time. A time for everything. It is written, there is a time for everything. You said when the fullness of time was come, he was brought forth of a virgin. Hallelujah. And Father, we sense the fullness of time coming, and as for his return, and as we sense that fullness of time, we know that Ishtar Amora, all things spoken of the prophets will come to pass. Itari no hashete, ishando lo fratesho toto dobrete le babalito, koshene makaria dolo dombre calacalatito. Emediato se makalakala danje nikohubrate didikapashke. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Isalabratito. And as we pray for leaders, Father, our government here is in a quandary, Father. Shut down, wall, this and that. I don't know about those things. But I know, Father, in the name of all names, that our current president has blessed Israel. I was told by Israelis, by Ambassador Friedman, no president has ever done as much for Israel. Oh, Lord, in the name above all names, we lift him up. I know Canada's lifting up theirs, Australia. But here we are, representative across this country, the day after Christmas, Lord. And on Christmas, at this season, those who believe in you are thinking of you. You are in their minds. Jesus is in their minds. And, oh, dear Father, I do pray for the leaders of our country, for our president and for others. Isho to la makanya, to let the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of Christmas, who is the agency of the placing of the baby into the mother's womb, to move upon our people in government, to move upon them, ishandolo brasita, that they would move, ikolobrosindolo boratishka tanjete, toward you, Father, toward you and toward your will. Ilibraso tanya nikohubabilito, evala marasitolo doshinanambri kalakaladache. And, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do pray that all talk of the impeachment will die unborn, and that the kushtiri makaya nununononje, that the spirit behind isala bratanda, all the division, isti demokoria mahalatinyo nununombre telikalati, isti anora basatalako dabratishko, isheni mekale broshkiri andovre bekalakandia, on this line here, because we have seen that we have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Everyone on this line, point your hands toward Washington, D.C., and let us take some authority this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And because it is written in Romans 5:17, they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. We refuse to allow the enemy in the name of Jesus. We refuse to allow him Easter to Makara credence this day. We refuse to allow the spirit of division to operate in Washington, D.C. Kene maratasha wema tohele brete se bandondi de bakalatata. Ishine makara kalia dandologo vrete. Ishtiantora. And each of us, our Congress people, are at home celebrating Christmas. So in the name above all names, I, here in Missouri, I lift up Easter Moranta and my senators. Please do that wherever you are. I lift up Roy Blunt, and I lift up our new Senator Josh Hawley. Holy Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please surround them with a faith and love, like a shield to them. Father, I lift up my representative, Billy Long. I lift up this town and local, our mayor Best, and all. When I say these names, Lord, I want to get all of those that are under them. I want to get in our national level, Father. I want to lift up the administration. I want to lift up the choices of the new people that have to be put into the Pentagon and the other places. I lift up our president that he'll know the right ones to appoint and the right ones will come in there. Father, in the name above all names, Ilibrosata, the Senate and the House, Istorobukoria Makalatangeliko Laprata, and the judiciary, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for new judges and for good judges in the name above all names. I want to lift up right now you who might be in the path of that storm. A blizzard has been, they call me the weather lady here in the family. And so I do watch it because I know that some of them don't. And I know Tony and Brenda are on the line. They'll be traveling up to Iowa, so I was watching for them. And Chip and Candace and their son and daughter are going to be accompanying her back home to Colorado, Denver, Colorado. And I, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, holabratita, I lift up those in that area in the path of the storm, the blizzard. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, guide them, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus, those who have habitational authority in those places, Ilibratanda, show them how much they can affect this storm to the top of their ability, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remember Katrina. When Katrina came, the hurricane, and in 2005, Sharon had pushed out of Gaza. He had pushed out the Jews, and it has since turned into a terrorist camp. It was such a horrid thing that happened, with such horrid consequences. And it brought on, and I wrote it, you probably could go online, and it may be there on our new site, I'm not sure, because we haven't archived every thing yet. But I knew from the Lord that the United States had operated under a chuppah of blessing. It's mentioned two or three times in the Bible as the bridegroom's chuppah. And if you've seen a Jewish wedding, it's like an umbrella effect over, and it's supported by posts carried by friends, four posts. And it signifies that this couple is getting married under the blessings of God. Now, the United States has operated under lots of blessing because of good things that we have done for Israel. But with some things, and with Katrina, the way I saw it was, the God showed it to me, we had shot holes in our chuppah. And it allowed the enemy, who's always there, the destroyer who's always there, and wanting to do you harm, it allowed him to get through with Katrina. Now, Jesse Duplantis was praying and using his authority, because we can tell with our good weather prognostication, we could tell Katrina was boiling up. And he was using his authority, and the Lord showed him, you can't stop this. It's too big, it's too much. But what you can do is protect yourself. So God led him to put all of his property under the protection of the blood, which he did, and to make certain steps. You know, in Katrina, they had to have some small bills, money to get fuel. Credit cards didn't work and things like that. They were tied up for some days. So in the path of one of these winter storms and this blizzard, see what you can do with your authority, how far you can go. I know you can protect yourself and your property. Miracles we've seen. See how much more you can do, and then trust God for guidance. Bless the Lord. Guidance. Oh, my goodness. I know that God goes by his calendar, and he counts New Year's as starting at Rosh Hashanah. But any time of the year that I love the new beginnings God gives us. And at the beginning of 2019, we will, who go by this calendar, which is even off, but we will, all of us, we'll be looking for guidance. We'll be looking to the Lord. Oh, Father. As many turn to you now for guidance. I know you, who are our guide and side, will give it to us. Father, I'm praying right now for those in the path of the storm, that you'll guide them, and none of them will be in dangerous positions. I want to thank you for Jesus once more. I want to thank you for sending him. and surrounding us with faith and love today, and surrounding our loved ones and the people who travel, all of those who are traveling today, in Jesus' name. Istobra kalakalatinyo noho prati. Ishandoloho sepretato. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Covering them. Ishti andora halatatia dekata. And Brenda and Tony, as you're on this line, I do join you. I know when you get in that car, you're going to say, thank you, Father, for this car, and thank you for our covenant with you of protection. And I know that you are going to say with your mouths, the blood of Jesus is over this car, bumper to bumper, side to side, top to bottom, every part, working and non-working, no one or no thing will bump you, and you will bump no one or no thing. And I speak that thing, that same thing, for my loved ones who are traveling back to Oklahoma today. How thankful I am. How thankful I am that it is written that God has delivered us out of the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of the light. And the dominion of darkness will not operate in my family today. And God's kingdom of the light. And God himself will manifest to them. And all of us. Thank you for all the praying people, Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And giving us the requests we made of you. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. And I love all of you. Shalom, shalom. In its fullest meaning, the fullness, the wholeness that God wants you to have. And Brother Hagin would always close off by saying his letters, may God's richest and best be yours. Shalom, shalom. Until next week.